Welcome to the Vikings Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Elliot Nathan, and I'm joined today by Augustana Women's Golf Head Coach, Peggy Kirby, and Junior Alex Stone. Ladies, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Well, your fall season recently wrapped up, and it was a very successful fall season, one of the most successful in recent history. In six tournaments, you had four first-place finishes and three medalist honors. Coach Kirby, how would you assess your fall season for the Vikings?
It was an awesome. We played six tournaments, and the girls all played so hard. Probably our best accomplishment was just last week, where we ended up first in the national preview against some really highly ranked teams, and the girls surprised me, I have to say.
Alex, what did you think of the fall season overall? How would you describe or assess the first six tournaments?
I would say that this year has been my best year so far. I think my game really started to evolve and practice a lot, and then a lot was just my mental game too, not getting so worked up in the results, but just more of the process, and that helped me a lot. And yeah, I think our team bonding is very good, and that helped us all push each other to be better too.
Yeah, the chemistry is crucial. Coach, you mentioned the D2 National Preview. You beat six top 25 teams in that event. How nice was it to go out and make a statement like that, and how crucial is that win for the confidence level of the women and for kind of the confidence level of the team? How nice was it to make a statement at the National Preview?
It was awesome. We didn't feel real good not playing very well at our home tournament a few weeks ago. So I totally believed in the girls. They believed in themselves, and we worked hard the last few weeks getting more like into the process, like Alex was saying, trying to really visualize and to come out and beat some of those teams. I mean, a tremendous effort on all five of those student athletes that they played so hard on different 18s, on different nines. So it was truly a team effort, and I'm so proud of the girls. It, of course, now it's off season, but the confidence level coming into the spring and also working harder. I mean, we still have a lot of hard work to do to get to regionals and then hopefully get back to St. Albans for the national championship. And they know how much work it's going to take, but it makes it a lot easier to have some time off and to prepare for spring.
Alex, at that D2 national preview, you shot a three-round score of 217, but Natalie finished in third. Hannah shot a 68 for a career best. Michaela played well too. How much of a team effort was that win? Obviously, you have to have good team scores to get a win, but how cool is it to see everyone play well?
It was really cool. Like, I know we all have different rounds where we play our better rounds, but it all just kind of came together for that last round for us to get a win, and we're all just pushing each other. We're thinking about each other when we're out there, and that's really what makes it the team successful.
Yeah, Peggy, to that point, how important is depth? I mean, a lot of programs around the country maybe have one or two, you know, strong golfers or top-end golfers, but to have four, five, six, and even more than that down your roster, how crucial is depth to this team and to this sport?
Depth is really critical. Probably one of the greatest things that we've been able to do at Augustana is I usually get to travel with six, seven, eight players. All nine have played a couple times this fall. So it gives everybody that experience. So like Molly Stevens, our freshman, she hurt her wrist a couple weeks ago and hasn't been able to compete and was competing those first few weeks. Well, I've got other golfers, right, you know, other student athletes that can pull right in and, you know, put herself into that place. So the fact that we get to travel with individuals at almost every tournament helps also to make us better. And like Alex said, we have such good team chemistry on our, we want each other to do well. You know, I always say, if you're not winning the conference or the NSIC Player of the Week, we want someone else on our team to win it, right? So if you've got somebody always up there at the top, but they all do push each other. It's really fun to watch, and everybody is, that's what makes us so competitive and good.
Alex, is it kind of contagious when you see Hannah go have a great round or you have a great round? Do you think Michaela feeds off that or Molly feeds off that? Is success contagious, and if so, how?
I think so. One of our teammates, Anne Marie, she saw that I had shot a 71 on the first round, and that she told me that gave her the strength to keep going because it was a really long day. And yeah, I think it definitely does, because if we see our teammates shooting low, we're like, we need to shoot low too to make that team score and team effort.
And you're just a junior, but you have four seniors on the team. How important is it to have veteran leadership? I mean, you're a veteran too, but you know what I mean? To have four women that you can kind of look up to, is that helpful to you, or is it helpful to the underclassmen to some degree?
Yeah, definitely. Like when I was a freshman, I looked at the senior so highly, and now I'm starting to become an upperclassman. Yeah. So they just kind of set the way and for practices and competition. So,
Coach, do you feel the same, that having four seniors and some juniors is also a big piece of where eventually you guys want to get to, back to the D2 national championships?
Oh, absolutely. And it's going to be hard to lose those four seniors. But yes, that they've had so much experience. They're kind of our captains. They're very good with all the team players, and it's absolutely crucial to have strong senior class. And Alex, you're the Lone Ranger, I think, in your junior. Oh, well, Natalie Young transferred in, and she's now a junior too. And Natalie's really been a great asset to our program as well.
Talking a little bit about Augustana, you've had so much success in your time here. I want to start with Alex, though. Why did you pick Augustana? What was one thing that stood out? Why did you want to become a Viking? And going back to your kind of recruiting in high school time.
Well, my sister is actually a college golfer too, and she went to Concordia St. Paul, and she always just talked about how great Augustana was. And so when I met the girls here, I just knew I wanted to be here right away. It's more of like the atmosphere and just being able to get to a national championship in D2 golf and being competitive.
And for you, Coach Kirby, how have you built this program into the juggernaut that it is? And what do you think, what are some of the pillars of Augustana Women's Golf, the foundation that you've kind of laid to get to this point?
Well, first of all, you know, you have to. Augustana's university is a tough school, so I'm always looking for a very strong student because I know how demanding the travel time is. We have a heavy fall, we have a heavy spring. I demand a lot from the student athlete, so I've been able to recruit students that are truly very smart in the classroom and also very competitive. So you look for a very competitive type of a player. And also one that wants to get better. And it's so fun to see the students come in as a freshman and to see how they develop and evolve. And it's really fun for me as a coach to work with these students and see their success. It brings me great joy.
Well, it's been a great fall season. For you guys, a couple months off from competition, not off from the classroom or off from the weight room or off from the indoor hitting facility, but we'll look forward to seeing you guys in the spring. For now, we want to jump into some rapid-fire questions, everyone's favorite part of the Vikings Voices podcast. So I encourage you ladies to answer quickly. You're not allowed to think too long on these, so keep that in mind. They're not too hard. Okay, we'll start. I'll ask a question, and whoever wants to answer first can answer first. So, texting or talking?
Talking.
All right, let's do, Alex, you answer first, and then Coach Kirby, because you guys might step on one another. Okay, let's do that one again. Texting or talking?
Texting.
Talking.
Favorite city in the U.S. besides Sioux Falls?
Portland, Oregon.
Chicago.
Nickname your parents called you when you were a kid?
Alfred.
Piggy.
Last song you listened to?
I cannot remember.
Coach?
Simply the Best, Tina Turner.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Mountains.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to communicate with animals?
Communicate with animals.
Communicate with animals.
If you could be any animal, what would it be?
A rabbit.
Any animal.
A penguin.
Oh, that's a good one. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
7.
8.
Fill in the blank. Kanye West is...
a good singer.
An average singer.
All right, let's switch it up and go start with Coach now and then go to Alex. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To read people's minds.
To fly.
Is it wrong for vegetarians to eat animal crackers?
No.
No.
Who is on Mount Rushmore?
Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson. Oh, for Pete's sake. Washington. Not Adams. Who's the other one?
Alex?
I don't know.
We're looking for Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Coach, socks. What are your thoughts on socks and sandals together, wearing them together?
I don't like it.
100%.
I think it's comfortable. Coach, what would your superpower be?
Being able to read people's minds.
To fly.
Is double dipping acceptable?
No.
Yes.
Describe Augie in one word.
Community.
Awesome.
If Voldemort gave you a hug, would you accept it?
No.
No.
Describe yourself in one word.
Competitive.
Passionate.
All right. That's all for Rapid Fire. That's all for the Vikings Voices podcast. Thank you, Peggy and Alex, for joining us. And best of luck in the spring season.
Thank you.